Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, there's calls for mass services to return in time for the Easter period. And the Tipperary TD, Matty McGrath, is hoping to open a Dáil debate today, actually, on the reopening of religious services. Just have a listen to Deputy McGrath speaking on a News Talk Breakfast earlier.
It brings you know, peace, and it brings a solitude, and it brings spiritual nourishment to people. So they've been locked out of this in a meaningful way for almost 12 months, like everything else now. And, you know, especially in the season of Easter, people like to be able to go to worship, whatever faith they worship, and indeed be involved and engaged. And indeed, the Archbishops have met the Taoiseach in this vein quite recently, and indeed, they're looking for this.
Yeah, do you agree with Matty McGrath? Should there be a return to churches here in time for Easter? You can let us know. It's 1890-453-106. John is on the line. Now, John, you're actually a pastor. Why did you get in contact with us here on Lunchtime Live today?
Yeah, well, aside from being a pastor, I'm chairman of Christian Voice Ireland, which is a group of about 100 Christian churches around the country. And so certainly as pastors and ministers, we're at the coalface in terms of dealing with the consequences of the lockdown. And I think, you know, every one of us would take our hat off to the government in terms of the efforts they've made to mitigate the loss of life. However, we do recognise that man is more than just a physical being. Jesus said man doesn't live by bread alone, and therefore we're seeing that, you know, there's a myriad of issues, you know, with regards to people's mental and emotional health. And certainly I believe that our you know, emotional health is linked to our spiritual health. And I really believe that the churches need to be open to provide the solace and care that people only find through the community of faith.
We've just spent the first, I suppose, 40 minutes of the show today, John, talking about a gathering in Limerick last night. And I'm not in any way, by the way, insinuating what happened in Limerick would happen inside some of the churches. But look, the public health advice at the minute is to stop any kind of gatherings occurring in any way, to try and limit people's interaction with members of the public, with other people. If the churches are to reopen, would you not have any concerns, though, that their figures could rise, there could be further spread of the virus?
Yeah, well, I suppose, firstly, there isn't any proof that the churches have spread the virus in this country. But, I mean, I know the churches have gone to extensive lengths in regards to the careful implementation of all of the various recommendations by government, hand sanitizing, contract tracing, social distancing, etc. And you know, to be fair, most churches are very large spaces. But, I mean, certainly we are seeing a lot of people returning to addiction, people struggling in their mental health, and people, you know, never struggled before. And I'm very mindful of it because my own wife had a nervous breakdown there about 4 years ago, and therefore I'm very conscious that there's, at times there can be a very fine line between being in a good place and stepping into a very dark place. And we believe that the church has a major part to play in terms of our contribution. And, you know, it's not either or. I mean, certainly I do believe we're all in this together, and that the you know, the churches, ministers, priests, etc., I mean, they all certainly doing their best to try and help. You know, many of our members are frontline workers, doctors, nurses, etc. Mm-hmm. And you know, for many of them, you know, they're serving on the front lines, doing their best to help people. But they also have that need, I believe, to stay in a good place spiritually, you know, and physical and mental spiritual health, I believe, are interlinked.
Yeah, I suppose typically though, John, and I don't want to kind of, you know, generalise, but I mean, typically probably the people that will attend Mass on a regular basis, particularly for the Easter period, are going to be in the older cohort and the most at risk.
I wouldn't agree on that though. Yeah, certainly most of our church, I say, would be under 40. And I mean, certainly I would deal with hundreds of pastors, and for many of them, I think most of us would have people that, you know, due to the age or, you know, pre-existing conditions, might be in a position to go to church. And I understand perfectly that they would want to stay away and would do so on the short or the medium term, and that's understandable. However, there are many people out there who want to and need to return to worship in a safe manner. And therefore, I do think it's a generalisation to assume that it's all older people.
Yeah, fair point. I have a text in here from a listener who says, my parents are lifelong Mass goers. If it was open, they'd feel obliged to go to Mass for Easter because they always go. I'd actually prefer if the churches stay closed for another month or two while we allow people in the over 70s category to be vaccinated.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, I know there's a lot of people being vaccinated at the moment, but I mean, there are many people of varying ages, like I said, who certainly desire to return to church. And I guess in terms of being obligated, certainly none of us administrators would ever want anyone feeling obligated, because obviously there are many people who don't hold any faith, and that's perfectly understandable. We live in a free society, but there are many people to whom, you know, their Christian faith means a huge amount. And, you know, bearing in mind as well, I mean, we have had Christianity in this nation for 1,500 years. And I think it would be, personally, I think it would be terrible if we were to go into our second year of lockdown.
But you do understand the public health advice, though.
Of course, and like I said, as ministers, we've carefully implemented these. And like I said, my understanding, there hasn't been any outbreak related to a church.
Really, it's very hard, I suppose, identify the exact, you know, point of transmission. People could go to a church or go anywhere and then meet up with people subsequently afterwards.
Of course, there's dangers with going outside, but there's also dangers of going inside, Andrea. And I think that in some ways, like I said, there's obviously the physical threat of COVID, which, again, going to your local Tesco is dangerous if you think in that manner. But, you know, notwithstanding that, you know, the ongoing isolation and loneliness and the fear that people are feeling is certainly being compounded by the ongoing lockdown.
Yeah, I know. I take your point here regarding kind of supermarkets in general. This listener in Waterford, under no circumstances should the churches reopen. Open up construction and let us get into our homes instead. Another listener, just briefly, John, outdoor services. Is there any way that maybe Mass or religious services could be conducted outdoors? One texter is wondering.
Well, if it came down to that, yes, you know, we'd certainly be open to that at this stage.
Okay.
But what I would say, though, is that all over Europe over the last year, churches have been open, and in Ireland, they continue to remain closed. We're going into somewhere in the region of 9 or 10 months where the church has been closed in Ireland.
Oh, right.
You know, so I think compared to other European countries, we really are an outlier in this regard.
Okay, Pastor John O'Hearn, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. If you agree with John, let us know. We want to hear from you, or perhaps like that texter, maybe you think the churches shouldn't reopen for the Easter period. You can let us know anyway. You can get us on Twitter. It's Lunchtime Live NT or 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.